Right. So hello and welcome to another edition of the Hero Process podcast, the podcast that will help you find and live your life purpose. I'm here today with Justin Tillman. He just told me how to pronounce his surname. And Justin is a life purpose coach based in the US. I'm going to hand over to him and just ask him to give us a brief introduction. Who are you? How did you get into this space, Justin? It's really nice to connect with you today.
Name's Justin Tillman, and during the day, I'm a professor and dean at a college, and I'm also a husband and father of two boys, and got into life purpose coaching because it's been profoundly impactful in my life, and I want to be an example, especially to my wife and my two boys, of what it looks like to find your purpose and then to fully live into it. So for me, I had an experience in my life where really my foundation and my core was rocked, for lack of a better term, and had to do a lot of soul searching of, well, what is that? You know, what am I here to do? What's my purpose in life? And through that journey, really came to the realization that, and I don't like to use the term discover life purpose. I've used rediscover because that's what it was for me. I, looking back, I knew it all along. I just didn't want to live into it, or maybe was afraid to live into it. And, or felt like, well, you know, I need to do something else. I need to do something that makes money or whatever else it might be. But really came to the realization that my purpose in life was to add value to other people's lives by helping them reach their full potential, whatever that looked like. And for me, with having my religious background, it's a connection to God, a connection to themselves, and a connection to other people. So I help them put all those pieces together. Figure out what it looks like to be connected to God, what it looks like to be connected to themselves, what it looks like to be connected to other people, so that they can live that purposeful, impactful, integrated, fulfilling, all the words, life. And so I found a lot of joy in finally living out my purpose of helping other people discover what they're here for, what they're created to do, what they're designed to do, and then putting all those pieces together to live that out.
Yeah. And super rewarding, right? When you see people's lives start to change. And
it really is.
There's nothing like it, right? That's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, if you can, tell me, what does life purpose mean to you? What is life purpose to you? Because different people, there are so many different understandings and definitions. So what is life purpose to you?
Yeah, for me, life purpose is, it's what you are created, designed to do. It's what you're put here for. It's not just a job. It's not, a lot of people I have found when you think life purpose is like, well, this is what job am I supposed to have in my life? But to me, that's your job can be a way that your purpose manifests into the world or is played out in the world. But your purpose is what you're uniquely here to do. And it's oftentimes, it's like a fingerprint. It's you're the only one that can do it in this time and this moment. And so you're here for this particular reason. And when you find that thing, it's amazing. Like, it's just reinvigorating. It really enlivens you. And so for me, that's what purpose is. It's more than just the job. It's more than just an activity. It's a core essential reason that you're here right now. And it's the alignment. It might be, some people might use ikigai or anything. It's the alignment of what the world needs and what you're gifted to do in this particular moment.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And do you feel like it's something that's given to you rather than something you can kind of find, if you like, or choose, act consciously, you know?
Yeah, I don't think you can choose it consciously. I think it's given to you. And I say that after having worked with many clients and just looking back anecdotally at those experiences and knowing my own experience, I didn't choose my purpose. I really had to discover it. And so it was there all along. And I'd argue there from the very beginning. And so, yeah, I would not ascribe to the idea that you can choose what your purpose is. I really think you have to find it. It's there. You have to discover it. Yeah. And it's not hidden. I don't think it's hidden. I think people think it's a hard process. It's not secret. It's not being kept from you. It's not being hidden from you, but it takes work to find it.
Yeah. And when we talked the other day, we talked about, you've got to cut away some of the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a bit about that. That's part of the process, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think if you use that metaphor of your life purpose is this field that you're in, you're in the field. You just can't see what's underneath because it's, I think the way our present culture is, it allows those weeds to grow up because we don't live intentional lives. We're not with the advent of our social media, 24-hour news cycle, all those things, we're not encouraged to step back and be thoughtful and be patient and be slow and methodical. And so weeds grow up because we don't give attention to that field. So it's not like your purpose is hidden from you, but it's underneath all this overgrowth. And so, yeah, a lot of the work is just hacking those weeds down until eventually, you know, with me, it was hacking the weeds down until I went, oh, it's right here. This is it. I was here the whole time. I just couldn't see it.
Wow. Yeah, it often seems to be that way. I love that. That's a really good description of the field as well, because it is, we're in the field, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, that's obviously a big part of it, is hacking the weeds away. What besides that, what's your kind of approach to coaching people to find their life purpose? How does it tend to work?
Yeah, I have found, I don't know if you've found this as well. I think when we talked before, I think you'd seen a similar thread. The first thing you typically have to do is, one, reframe people's definition of purpose, because a lot of times people think, well, you know, it's the job I'm supposed to have, or it's the person I'm supposed to marry, or something like that. Right. So you have to redefine. And then there's this layer of fear of, I'm afraid to figure out what my purpose is because I don't know where that might lead me. And I don't know what changes that might necessitate in my life if I'm, because I think another problem is when you find your purpose and then you don't have the courage to live into it, now you've created even more dissonance because now you know what you should be doing. And if you don't do it, you've just ratcheted up the tension. And so there's this fear of, well, the devil I know is better than the devil I don't know. And so if I just keep doing what I'm doing, I'm doing all right. I can push through. I'll make it happen. So I have to do work with folks to get them to release that fear a little bit and at least open themselves up to exploring what their purpose might be. And so then we do a lot of exercises around ideal life and, you know, if you had the perfect conditions, what would you be doing? Because so many times fear in other areas of our life keep us from exploring our purpose, whether that's fear of not having enough money or fear of not having status or whatever it might be, fear of not making other people happy. And so we have to work on some of those things and really get clients to get to the core of, all right, what do you want? What are you passionate about? Just you, like, what, if it's just you and God, what is it that in that moment you feel uniquely gifted and called to do? And we'll worry later about how that works out in your life, but let's just get at what is it. And once we get there, then we can work on, all right, what does that look like to live that out? And then we can work on the different blocks and things that are in the way of you living that out. So I really love when I get the opportunity to work with clients long-term of not just finding the purpose, but then helping them hack more weeds down and find that path that leads from that purpose into that fulfilling, totally integrated life that they really want subconsciously.
Wow, I love it. You articulated that so well. I love the idea of this safe container where they can just express what it is without needing to think about any of the ramifications, because that does stop so many people even going there. It's like, what would my partner think? What would, you know, I've got to support the family. I've got, you know, I've got responsibility. I've got the job. And actually what comes up for me a lot with clients is they're afraid of making the change, even if their life is hideous at the moment. Unconsciously, and they rarely will admit this up front, but unconsciously they just don't want to go there, right? It's like, it's,
yeah,
the devil, you know.
Yeah, I've worked with clients before who've literally verbalized that of, I've known the box that my purpose is in, I've just been afraid to open it, so I've just kind of shoved that box in the corner. I mean, so yeah, and that's the other thing, is unconsciously, or so yeah, making them aware of those blocks, like that you've compartmentalized these things. And that's where I go back to, I don't think it's a discovery. I think it's a rediscovery in a lot of times, in a lot of cases, because in the clients that I've worked with, the purpose moment when it kind of drops in or it reveals itself or whatever, it's there's not a shock. Like, I've never had a client who's been shocked at what their purpose is. It's almost been like a, that makes total sense. If I look back now with that lens on, it makes total sense that that's what I've been here, put here to do.
Wow. It's such a joy when you're sitting in the room with someone when they get that download. And it often is the download, right? It drops in. And most of the time I find they're on the bus or something rather than sitting there with me. So when I'm sitting with them, it's like, wow, this feels so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a few recently actually where the purpose has been something they kind of weren't expecting, a little bit left field.
Oh,
they've,
wow.
They've also been like, but it, do you know what? It really feels good. Mm-hmm. It feels like quite exciting. So it's almost like it carries that energy, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it's not like the obvious route. It normally is, though, what you said. It normally is exactly, it aligns with so many different parts of their life and what they've been doing. But sometimes,
when I think one of the things you mentioned was good too. It's even if, and I think that's important for people that are listening who might be worried about life purpose. When you find it, it's never a fearful thing. Like there's this fear of looking for it, but when you find it, there's not fear there. It's and I think that's because, you know, just using my framework and my worldview, my background, because that's what God's designed you to do. So when you find it, there's this sense of inner peace that comes with it. And because, you know, using my connection model, like when you find that purpose, that's that connection to God. And so there's peace there. And so I just encourage, that's why I encourage clients. I know you're afraid right now, but trust me, doing this work, if it finally drops in, it's not going to be a scary moment. It's going to be a relieving moment. So,
sure. And I guess, I presume I'm right in saying you don't have to be religious. You don't have to believe in God to get your life purpose. Or you've had all people from all walks of life, right, coming to work with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think you do. I think you can look at, even if you take a we'll use the term secular, a secular approach to it. I do think you can look at your gifts, your talents, your abilities, your passions, those things, and find what you're here to do in this world.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Love that. That's been my experience too. What practical advice would you give to someone listening or watching who wants something they can do right away to start on their life purpose journey?
First thing you do is give me a call.
love it.
One of the best exercises I have found working with my clients is I call it the eulogy exercise. But I tell them, you know, fast forward, hopefully 100 years from now, and you're gone. What do you want the people around you to be saying about what you did and the impact that you made? And I find that to be an eye-opening exercise because that will, especially if you've done some of the fear work up front and kind of created that safe space where it's like, hey, especially that's what's great about coaching is completely non-judgmental. You're not going to get a rise out of me. Like, say whatever just pops up. When you create that space for them and you say, all right, you're gone. What impact do you want to have left on the people around you, on the world around you, on your sphere of influence, whatever it is, and have them process that, you can get a lot of insight into what your deepest longing is and what your passions are. So that's an exercise I use a lot that I find to be helpful for people and a good first step. If you've never thought about what your purpose might be, have the courage to go to the end of your life and either write your obituary or eulogize yourself. And what do you want people to be saying?
Yeah. So powerful. It gives them some real wake up calls to people when they start thinking about that end of life. In fact, I went to a funeral a few weeks ago and it really makes you ponder when you're sitting there and the cold, harsh reality of it. It's like, whoa, very cool. Okay. That's a great one. So people can do that at home. Just sit down and write some notes on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you write that, you'll see themes bubble up. I mean, you'll see some threads start to, and I would encourage you, you know, once you do that and you see those threads kind of pop up, start pulling on those threads a little bit and see where they lead, and do some self-awareness work of, you know, well, what am I passionate about? if I had all the time and the money in the world, or that was no issue whatsoever, what would I be doing with my life? When have I been most joyful in my life? When have I been most content in my life? And what was going on? And what made that joyful? What made that a moment filled with contentment? Because those things will start to hack away some of those weeds of, well, what really makes that internal fire for me burn? And those things are stoking, unconsciously, I believe, are stoking your life purpose. And so that's why you feel the joy, you feel the contentment, you feel at peace in those moments, because you're either right on or really close to what you're put here to do.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah. You talked about stoking the embers of your life purpose. I also think just by starting to ask these questions and thinking about it, you kind of bring it to you, right? Mm-hmm. So many people come and they say, oh, you know, I've thought about it, but I don't really know anything about it. But they've never really asked for it. They've never really investigated it properly and gone into it. And once you do, it will start to unfold. It's just a question of time in my experience. But sometimes you've got to hack the weeds away. You're definitely right.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk about this the other day, but it occurs to me, is what is the Christian perspective on life purpose? Is there one?
Yeah, I think there is. From my faith background, the ultimate purpose of our lives is to glorify God and to enjoy Him. And I think once you make that your central focus, I have found growing up in a Christian background, we get really hung up on life purpose, even though we won't mention it. Like, you know, who does God want me to marry? Or what job does God want me to have? And I tell people all the time, like, you're making it way too complicated, because it's not that complicated. If you can focus on loving God and loving other people and making the main aim of your life, glorifying God and enjoying Him, do what you want to do. Do what you're gifted to do. Do what brings you joy. Because if that's your focus, if that's your core purpose in life, the other things are going to fall into place. The issue you run into is when that you take your focus off of that and you make your focus, well, how can I make the most money? Or how can I create the most comfortable life for me? When that becomes your core focus, then you get stuck in these areas of, well, just finding the first job that comes open or marrying the first person that my purpose is to have a family. So I'm gonna marry the first person that shows any interest in me. and you end up down these paths of, oh my goodness, I didn't mean to wind up here. So I would argue that that's for a Christian, that's the primary purpose of life, is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever and love Him, love other people. And then your life purpose pours from that. And so that's why I do that connection piece of to God, to yourself, and then to other people, because your purpose is integrally linked to other people. You're not here by yourself and in a bubble, because if your life purpose just involved you, you'd be the only person here, but you're not. And so there are other people around you. And so your purpose in being here is to benefit those around you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. And I always find that the more you're giving, the more you get back anyway, right?
So absolutely.
That feels like a quite Christian concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's I was actually talking to my wife last night about that and how I wish, and maybe they are and I just haven't found them yet. I wish more Christians were speaking into this area of life purpose. Mm-hmm. And they may be, and I just haven't found them yet, or they may be using a different language, but
I haven't seen any.
Yeah. So I feel a little bit like a lone wolf.
Well, you know, you're leading the way, which is great. I would imagine there'd be a very receptive audience.
The individuals I have talked to and especially the Christian clients that I have, they're very hungry. And so I'm hoping, I think we talked about this the other day, I'm hoping that this life purpose conversation is a tidal wave that will hopefully hit more people and get more people thinking, what am I here to do?
Mm. That's the goal. I mean, and it will be a domino effect. You imagine one person, they talk to their 5-10 friends over the next 20, 30, 40 years, they're telling people how they found their life purpose. Oh, how do you do that? You know? Can imagine it wouldn't take a lot.
Yeah. And I'd argue the people around you that are the most content, are the most at peace, are probably doing that very thing. And so, you know, we all look at people around us and like, man, I just wish I had the peace that they had, or I wish I had the contentment they had. The reason they have it is because they've done this work, most likely. Mm-hmm. And so it's not life purpose, and living into it is not this thing that's only reserved for a select few. It's, I mean, I'd argue the ultimate goal is for all of us to find it, and that the world would operate wonderfully if we all were making that our focus and not so much getting ahead or making our lives comfortable. Because that's the other piece I think people miss out on too. Living your life purpose is not all rainbows and sunshine. And so that's the other thing is, if I find my purpose, everything's going to be great. No, that's not it. And it might not make you rich, but it will make you fulfilled and content and joyful and joy-filled. And so, you know, again, that's from my Christian background. Like that's the main thing. Like if you end up being wealthy, wonderful. But I have met people in doing missionary work. I have met individuals who had less than nothing, but were more content, more joy-filled, more satisfied with life than I was. And compared to them, I was very wealthy, and I envied them. when I would come back to my home, I would envy them. Like, man, I wish I had that joy and that contentment that they had.
Wow. I bet that you're finding more of it now you're doing this.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Justin. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Any other points you wanted to make? If not, we'll draw to a close.
No, I mean, I would reiterate to those that are listening, it's not hidden from you. I wouldn't say it's difficult work, but it's hard work, and it takes intentionality, and you're not going to, I don't think you're going to stumble on your life purpose. Like, you've got to be intentional about it. And you can do it on your own, but it's really helpful to go through that process with someone. And so I would just encourage folks listening, like, be courageous, take the leap, and be willing to do the work. And I've never met a single person who did the work who regretted it and said, man, I really wish I hadn't gone through this process. So I know it may feel daunting at first, but take it from someone who's a little bit further down on that journey. It is well worth it.
Amazing. Thank you. Very wise words. So I'm going to put all of your contact details in the bio below. But is there a way that people are best to contact you or get in touch, or how would you prefer?
Any way is fine. Any way you can find me, any on the social medias. I have a website, balancedcc.com, and my email is justin@balancedcc.com. So I check all of them. So any way you find me and want to reach out to me, I'm happy to talk to you.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Justin. Really appreciate your time. And that's all from this episode of the Hero Process Podcast.